Tudat Yelama Gimel. So the Gemara, my Rebbe or my Rabbonin. What's the Machloikis Rebbe and the Rabbonin if the Erev is good or not, or else like Pshat now Mishnah? We'll soon see. The Tanya, we learned. Nosnu Be'ilon. If a person put his Erev, that means you want to make an Erubei Tchumim, you have your two Lechems, your two Chalas, so you put your two Chalas Be'ilon in the tree, or on top of the branch of a tree. Is Lamala Me'asarat Fochim. If the branch is more than 10 tefachim off the ground, so and we're talking about where it's rochav, dalad by dalad, so it's called Rishus HaYochid, is Ein Eruv HaYeruv. Then Yeruv is not Chal. We'll soon see what the case is. The Poshid, you want to live downstairs on the bottom of the tree, which is in a Rishus HaRabim, and the Yeruv is on top of the tree on this big leaf, that's 10 tefachim high, and it's dalad by dalad, it's called Rishus HaYochid. So well, the Yeruv is not called good, because you can't get the Yeruv to where you want to be. You can't carry from Rishus HaYochid into Rishus HaRabim. Lamata mi'asara tfochim. Let's say the branch is less than 10 tfochim off the ground. The branch is lower than 10 tfochim. Then it's not called Rishus HaYochid. Then Eruv HaYeruv. Then the Eruv is still called the good Eruv. But you should know in the middle of Shabbos, you're not allowed to take the Eruv off the branch and use it. Because in the middle of Shabbos, since it's Lamala Megimu, it's called like a Carmelis. It's talking about it is Rochav Dalad by Dalad, and it's Gevoya between Gimel and Ten Tochim is called a Carmelis. So since it's a Carmelis, it's also with the Rabbonah to take the Challah off the tree and use it. Or else push it. It's also in the middle of Shabbos, because there's an Issa Shavuos of the Mishtamish Bilon. You're not allowed to take something off a tree on Shabbos. That's called you being Mishtamish Bilon. So in the middle of Shabbos, it's also to take the Erev off the tree. For Nezvegan, the Erev is Chal. Why? Because Bein HaShemoshes, when the Erev should be Chal, we'll soon see this is Rebbe Shita, that Bein HaShemoshes is no Issa Gzeris with the Rabbonim. The Rabbonim weren't going to the Gzeris Bein HaShemoshes. So at the beginning of Shabbos, when the Erev should be Chal, at that time you are allowed to take the Erev off the tree and use it. Because it's only an Issa with the Rabbonim, not to be Mishtamish Bilon. So since at the beginning of Shabbos you could take it off, the Erev is Chal. But in the middle of Shabbos, though, if you didn't take the Lechem off at the beginning of Shabbos, in the middle of Shabbos, you're not allowed to take the Lechem off the tree. Because it's also Midir Rabbonin to be Mishtamish Bilan. That's the Lachav, it's also Litloi. Midir Rabbonin, it's also in the middle of Shabbos to take the Chal off the tree. What about Patech Shloisha? If the leaf is so low that it's mamish only less than 3 tefachim off the ground, then the lacher is mutter litloi. You should know you even allowed to take the lechem off the tree in the middle of Shabbos. Because once the leaf is lower than gimel tefachim, it's not called a tree, it's called like butter to the karka. And the karka, you're allowed to be mishtamash, you're allowed to put something down on the ground and take it off the ground. Hey, the Rabbanan only made Xerah if at least 3 tefachim up, if the tree has to be at least 3 tefachim off the ground. That's called a tree. That the Rabbanan, you're not allowed to be mishtamash with it. So that's the halacha. This will soon see, this is Rebbe Shita. Let's see Rashi. Rashi says, in the middle, Rashi says, Lomala mi'asara ein eruvi erev. Okuyakimna masnisin b'niskava lishvas bikroi. You want to sleep, you want your mokim shvisa to be at the bottom of the tree. Now, v'noifoy this branch, noite chutz li'arvi mois, the branch goes, stretches out, more than dal damas away, v'yohad zokir, then it goes up, and it's yutfachim on top. Is alocha, the erev is not chal, v'yosalitli. No, this is the first case is, if it's lamala meyud, the erev is not chal. Why? Because it's in Rishus HaYochid, and you want to be a shvisa on the bottom, which is a Rishus HaRabim, so you're not, it's also to take the chala from the tree onto where you want to use it, midiraisas, and it's midiraisam. So therefore, even Bein HaShemoshes is also to do it, the erev is not chal. Mashenkin, what about if the branch is not yutfachim off the ground? It's less, so it's not a Rishus HaYochid, it's only a karmelis. Then we say the erev is chal, but for us, the trashi, afilu hide lamata miyasorum. Even though the branch is less than 10 tefachim off the ground, still also litla lamache b'shabbos. On Shabbos, you're not allowed to take the erev off the tree. Imrotzal oichloi, mishum de mishtamish bilon. Because with the rabbonin, you're not allowed to take anything off the tree. That's called you be mishtamish with the tree. V'afilu hochi, even so, koni le erev. Bein HaShemoshes. Still, the Erev is Chal at Bein HaShemoshes. Why? Techiv on the Shemesh Ilan Shavus, the Rabbanon who, this din that you're not allowed to take something off a tree, is only Yosim with the Rabbanon on Shabbos. It's a Shavus. It's a Xerim, maybe you come to climb up the tree and pull off a branch. Therefore, you're not allowed to be Mishtamish with a tree at all. The Mela Loi Gozu Olav Ben Hashmoshes. This is Rebbe Shita, that Ben Hashmoshes, at least Letzorech Mitzvah, the Rabbanim did not make the Gzeres. The heavy boiler mishkalei hishosa at Ben Hashmoshes at the beginning when the Erev should be chal. If you wanted to take the chal off the tree, you would be allowed to. Motzi shokum. The Mela the Erev is chal. So Rashi Kolisa Shvus Shabbos V'Yomtiv. Devi Midrabbanim Kari Shvus. Any issa that the Rabbanan made up on Shabbos or on Yontif, the shame is called the Shavus. Now the third category is Batech Gimel. Let's say this branch is not even Gimel Tfachim off the ground. Then Haniach Eruva Dilan Lamate Mishloisha Samak Lakaka. If you put your two lechems, you want to use Eruva Tchumin on a branch, but the branch is not even Gimel Tfachim off the ground, then the din is Mutalitloi, Bishabbos. Even on Shabbos, you're allowed to take the bread off the tree. Why? To chol lamata mishloisha filu bilan legozer olov. To heavy karyas michtam. Vachin amitam aperk basrum. Hayashroshav givoyim minaret gimel loyeshav aleim. If the branches of the tree are more than gimel tfachamai, you're not allowed to sit on them. It's also to be mishtamish. But let's say they're lower than gimel tfachim. It's like bottle to the carcass, cold like the ground. And treat on the ground, you're allowed to sit. On the ground, you're allowed to be mishtamish. So that's these three gedorim. That if the branch is 10 tfachim high, it's called Rishus HaYochid, then the Erev is not chal. If the branch is only between 3 and 9 tfachim, so it's only a karmelist, it's only Yosim the Rabbanan to take the bread off the tree and put it on the bottom, so therefore the Erev is chal, because Ben HaShemoshes, there's no Yisru the Rabbanan. But on Shabbos, you can't take the lechem off the tree, because you'd be mishtamish with the tree. Mashenken, if the tree is so low, it's less than Gimel Tfachim off the ground, then even on Shabbos, you'll have to take the lechem off the tree. There's no issue of being mishtamis with a tree, or the bottom part of the tree, which is less than Gimel Tfachim off the ground. What about Sot Gemara? Nos nu dir kukola. You put your Erev, you put the two chalis in a basket. V'tolo bilan. And you hung now this basket on the tree. Is afilu l'malam yasar tfachim. Even if the basket now is more than 10 tfachim off the ground, still eruv eruv. You should know the eruv is chal. Vaistais benash divrei Rebbe. This is Rebbe Shita. So the Gemara will explain why is it mut here. The chura, once it's 10 tfachim off the ground, it should be called a rishus hayochid. Now if it's a rishus hayochid, then that's awesome in the reisa to take the eruv off the tree, which is a rishus hayochid, and put it on the ground, which is a rishus harabim. So the Gemara will explain why Rebbe is makel over here. But I call upon him the ratio, the pshat is, wherever it's only Yosem, with the Rabbonon, Rebbe Shittur is, the Rabbonon did not make the Xeris Ben Hashmoshes, and that's the Zman when the Erev is Chal Ben Hashmoshes, so then you are allowed to take the Lechem off the tree, therefore the Erev is Chal. So Drashi Nosna Mikol Kolo, Afil Lamalam Yasar Ev Erev, Lekam Meforesh Bishen Ilun Rochav Dalet. Here you have to set sign that the branch of the tree is not Dalet by Dalet Tfachim wide. Therefore the branch does not become Rishus HaYochid. Therefore, you're allowed to take the Erev off the Kukolom and use it. Therefore, the Erev is Chal. Yeah. So, the more vayta. The Chavim Moirin, the Chavim say, though, no. Kol mokom she'osa litloi ein eruvay Erev. Anytime you're not allowed to take the Chala off the tree, even in the middle of Shabbos, the Erev is not Chal. In other words, even in the middle of case, where the branch was not a 10 tfachim high, the branch of the tree was lower. So, no matter how wide the branch is, since it's not Yitzvachim off the ground, it's not a Rishus HaYochid. It only remains at most a Karmelis. So even though it's only Osim the Rabbanan to take the bread off the tree, and who are then it's Osim the Rabbanan for a second reason, and now let it be Mishtamish on the tree, the Chum still say though the Erev is not Chal. Because the Chum Mishitur is that anything that's Osim the Rabbanan is even Osim Ben Hashmoshes. So the beginning is Shabbos when the Erev should be Chal. At that time, where was the Erev? Where was the lechem? It was on the tree. It's osim the rabbanan to take the chala off the tree and put it on the ground. Therefore, your erev is not chal. Since you can't put the lechem where you want to be shofas on the bottom of the tree, the erev is not chal according to chachamim. That's a chacham shita that they hold the rabbanan made the gzeres even ben hashmoshes. You can't take it off the tree. The erev is not chal. Yeah. So the gemara bechachamim oimrim ahai. On which case the chacham going to say that since it's osim to take it off, the erev is not chal. If it's going on this sefer, the last case of a kukolo, the last case, that's a basket, that you put your erev, you put the lechem into the basket, and you hung the basket on the tree. And again, the person had das, where did he want to be kind of shvisa? He wanted to be kind on the bottom of the tree. By the bark of the tree, that's where he wanted to be kind of the shvisa. So we say it's only chal if you could get your two lechems onto the ground. Now here, where do you put the lechem before Shabbos? In the basket, and the basket is hanging on the tree. So you tell him, the Chum say now, it's osur to take the lechem out of the basket, therefore the Erev is not chal. Is that true? Now what should be also by taking the bread out of the basket and putting it on the floor? The bread is not on the tree itself. The bread is in a basket. The basket is mutter. No, the basket is hanging on the tree. So we have this in Machlekes in the Gemara on Shabbos. That's called tzedodin. Is that also to mishtamish on Shabbos also? The side of a tree. You're not using the tree itself. The basket is hanging on the tree. So to use the basket, that's called a tzedodin. You're only using the side of the tree. We had a Machlekes in the Gemara on Shabbos. One man the Yama said that was mutter. So Gemara is asking on Fakasha now. You're going to bring a raya that the Chum here hold. It's also to mishtamish bilam. The Gemara asked the Fakash, like there was a Machlekes in the Gemara. So Chura here, it's an after Chum that say it's awesome. Like, why didn't the Gemara and Shabbos bring down our Gemara then? That's the Kasha. Leimu, Kasavi, Rabbanan. Are you want to tell me that there's a Raya from our Gemara that Rabbanan holds to Dodam Arasurim, that it's also to use the side of the tree? No, in the Gemara and Shabbos, Mashmitz and Machlekes there, there's not a Chum that say one way. So Drashi, Leimu, Kasavi, Rabbanan, Sodom, Ilan, Asurim. The second line of the big lines. You're not using the tree itself. If you would take the Erev out of the basket, you're only using the basket. That's only on the side of the tree. We had a machlekes in this in the Gemara and Shabbos. You want to bring a right now for now a Gemara here that the locha should be that it's awesome. And the man the yom in Shabbat that said it was mutter, he should be like a yochid connected out of chomim here. But the vihach masdis and tiat l'may the baskin nosim milchas et zod masurim. Like how come the Gemara in Shabbat didn't bring down our Gemara? Elamai, that's not shat our Gemara here. Hey, that the chomim say byos that wherever it's also to take the erev off the tree, the erev is not chom. I tell you, he's not talking about the last case. Maybe by the case of the basket, the chomer also made up the erev is chom. Since the Erev is not on top of the tree, it's only on the basket, and the basket's on the side of the tree, maybe there's no use of taking the lechem out of the basket. All right. So where did the Chum say that the Erev is not chal, since you can't take the bread out? I'll tell you on the Reisha. Eloah Reisha. It's going on the first case. Hi, Elon Fred Gemara Hechidomi. Where is the tree talking about? Either less be arbo, if the tree is not, nor is the branches of the tree are not wide, dalas fochim adalas fochim, of a zay mokim pturu. It's a mokim ptur. So why can't you take the lechem off the tree and put it on the floor like it's a mokim ptur? So drashiela aresha, kaimi rabbon the koma rebbe, nos nubilin lamatum yasori aruba yerif. Rebbe said no, that if the tree is a branch, is more than gimel tefachim off the ground, but less than 10 tefachim, there the Erev is chal. No, be also litla, but you know, on Shabbos, you're not allowed to take the lechem off the tree. V'yamre le Rabbonin, the Rabbonin answer back and say, no, alfa gavdu, they rubi b'shus rabim. Even though both of you are in the shus rabim, or the kivan, the also litla b'shabbos, mishamilam. Since I call upon him, midi Rabbonin, you're not allowed to take the bread off the tree, because you'd be mishtamas with the tree, I'll tell you also litla ben ashmoshes. The Chachom Meshitur is, even Ben Ashmoshas, also you have the Yisur of the Rabbanans. Shu Sofik, Abazoi V'yeni Ruvi Erev. Therefore the Erev is not Chal. That's Chan Chachomim. They ding sich. So the Machlekes is, where the branch of the tree is only 8 Tfachim off the ground. So therefore, Midiraisa, you're allowed to take the bread off the tree and put it on the ground. Because the tree is not a Meshus Yochid. It's only Osim Midir Rabbanan, either because it's a Carmelist, or else because you'd be Mishtamish Bilan. So Rebbe Shittur is Ben Ashmoshes it's Mutter. There's no Issa the Rabbonins. And the Chum Shittur is no. Ben Ashmoshes the Rabbonins too made Xeris. Fred Gemara now, if it's only less than Dalad by Dalad, it's a Mokim Turhu. So Rashi, Ida less by Arba, Reichiv, Mokim Turhu. The Chopochus and Reichiv Dalad Kaimlo Mithias HaShabbos, they have a Rishus with Neyatzmoy. That's to say, anytime you have something higher than Gimel Tfachim, a stump, and it's not dalad by dalad wide, it's called a mokum ptur. It's not called rishus by itself. If you're standing in between them, you can stand on this stoop, you take from the person outside,
for my aim
rabin. So where the kasher is, that if the tree is not dalad by dalad, it's not a reshus hayochid, it's only a mokum tur. So where the kasher is, according to Rebbe, why should it be osur? Rebbe says if the tree is more than 10 tefachim high, then it's osur. So if this time it's reshus hayochid on top, it's osur to take from reshus hayochid to reshus rabim. But if you can tell me the branch of the tree is less than dalad by dalad, it's only a mokum tur. So where the kasher is, according to Rebbe, it should be mutter in all cases. Even if the branch is more than Yutvachamai. And in the beginning it says, no, the Rashi said, if the branch is Yutvachamai, it's awesome. So the Gemara, Vid Yispe Arba, Elamai, you have to say, we're talking about the branch is Dalad by Dalad. It's Rochiv, it's wide, four Tvachim by four Tvachim. Then it's very good that if the branch is Yutvachim off the ground, the top part of the branch is the Rishus HaYochid. So if you have the lechem on the, in the Rishus HaYochid, it's awesome with the Raita to take the bread off the branch and put it on the ground, which is the Rishus HaRabim. Therefore, nothing doing. Therefore, the Arab is not Chal, even according to Rebbe. Mashenkim, with the branch is less than Yutvachim, so then it's not a Rishus HaYochid, it's only awesome with the Rabbonon, it's Mutte Ben HaShemoshet. That's Rebbe Shita. I was very frantic tomorrow, Kinofta Mikukolon, my heavy. Look, if you can tell me now, we're talking about that the branch is Rochiv Dalad by Dalad, so why does Rebbe say, if you put it in a basket, then the Erev is Chal? If it's Lamala Meyud, if it's more than Yud Tfachim Hai, why is it Mutter? Once it's more than Yud Tfachim Hai, it's called the Rishus HaYochid. It's also the right to take the Lechem out of the basket and put it on the ground. So why does the Rishus say, if you put the Erev in a basket, there Rebbe holds, no matter what, it's Mutter? He said, Nosnu Mikakola, Vatolu Vilum, Afil Lamala Meyasar Tfachim, Ruvi Erev, Diva Rebbe. As Rebbe said, when you put the bread in a basket, and the basket is hanging on the tree, even though it's higher than 10 tefachim, there it's mutter. There's a kasher why. If the tree itself is a Rishus HaYochid on top, it's Rochiv Dalad by Dalad, it's called Rishus HaYochid, it should be also then. Since the Kukola is in the Rishus HaYochid, it's also to take the bread from Rishus HaYochid to put it into the Rishus HaRabim. So what's pshat, why is Rebbe Moida by Kukola? And for the Gemara, Mahevi, Om Ravina, does that sound like this? Reisha Diyispe Arbo. The ratio of the rice is talking about where the leaves itself is dalad by dalad tefachim wide. Therefore, Rebbe said if you put the Erev on top of the tree and the tree is more than yud high, it's also the Erev is not chal because it's called Rishus HaYochid and it's also the rice to take the Erev off the tree and put it on the ground where you want to be kind of your shvisa. So you can never get the bread to where you want to be kind of shvisa. The Erev is not chal. Sefer though, the Sefer that says by a basket, that there the Erev is Chal, I'll tell you Sefer, the less Be'abur. We have to that sign that the tree in the Sefer is not Dalat Tzvachim wide. It's not 4 by 4 Tzvachim wide. Therefore, by it itself, it's not called Rishus HaYochid. No, the Kilkola Mashli Mosali Abur. We're talking about the basket is right on the side of the tree. You have the tree here, and right on the side of the tree, you put the basket. So the Rochiv on top of the tree is only 3 by 3. The basket is another Tefach. You put the basket next to the tree, now you have 4 tefachim here. So the basket is mashlim uli abur. That's what we're talking about. And what's the shayla? The Rebbe sovolo k'Rebbe Meir, the sovolo k'Rebbe Yehuda. Rebbe himself holds like Rebbe Meir, and he holds like Rebbe Yehuda. What does that mean? Zachur Rashi Bavonse will soon see, what's b'chal the shayla then? What do you have to have the basket there altogether for? That's not the case without the basket. No, Rebbe holds the sheet like Rebbe Yehuda's sheet will soon see. Wherever you put the Erev down, it's Aloch and Erubi Tchumim, you have to put it down on a Mokum, which is Dalad by Dalad. The Erev has to be in a Choshev Mokum. Like you want to be kind of the Shvisa, you put the Erev down someplace, the Erev has to be, the bread has to be on top of a Mokum that's at least Dalad by Dalad. If you stop put the bread on top of a tree, and the tree itself is less than Dalad by Dalad, the Erev wouldn't be Chal. Nothing to do, you can't take it off, you could take it off. Afilu, you'd want to be shoveled on top of the tree. You want to live there. There's a new halacha we'll soon see according to Rabbi Yehuda. The Erev itself has to be on a chashev amokum, which is at least dalat tefachim by dalat tefachim. So that's why you need this kukola here. You need this basket to be right next to the tree, because the tree itself is not a dalat by dalat. So if you put the Erev on top of the tree, it wouldn't be chal. Now that you have the basket next to it, the basket makes it look like there's a mokum dalat by dalat here, and therefore the Erev could be chal. But Avada Rishus HaYochid, it's not called Rishus HaYochid. Therefore, you're allowed to take the bread off this muck and put it on the ground. Therefore, Yerub is Chal. Let's see Rashi. The Sovel Zach Rashi, the Sovel Lok Rebbe Meir. Oh, let's see the Gemara first. The Gemara says, Rebbe Sovel Lok Rebbe Meir, the Sovel Lok Rebbe Yudah. Sovel Lok Rebbe Meir, Rebbe holds like Rebbe Meir, Shit to the Omar, Choykekin Lahashtim. We can hollow something out to make him a good shear. Like here, really, you have the basket. Now, the basket is not really part of the tree. So you want it like chutkin, you want to hollow out either the tree or the basket to make it look like one flat mokum, as if the mokum is dalad by dalad. That's a svar, even though it's not really a flat mokum, we can flatten it out for you. Chutkin, we can hollow it out. We hollow out the basket to make it look as if it's part of the tree, and now you have a mokum dalad or dalad. And vayta v'savu lach Rebbe Yehuda. Rebbe holds like Rebbe Yehuda shita. The yomer Rebbe Yehuda's chiddush is be'inan erev al gabe mokum arbo v'lekum. According to Rebbe Yehuda, an erev could only be chal if you put the erev on a chosh of a place that place is dalat tfachim or dalat tfachim. So here we're talking about you put it on top of the tree. The tree was saying itself is only gimel by gimel. It's not roch of dalat. So really the erev cannot be chal. It's not on a good place. But that we say no, since you have a basket right next to the tree. And we say Rebbe holds like Rebbe Meir Shita, that we take the basket and we can hollow out the basket to make it flat, the same surface as the tree. So we'll look now as if the top of the tree is Roch of Dalad by Dalad. Therefore, it's a good mokum to put the Erev. That's why the Erev is Chal. I, the Kashr is, if the basket is more than Yutzvachim high, the Churus, the Rishus HaYachid, if it's Rishus HaYachid, it's Osim HaDiraisa to take the Lechem off the tree and put it on the ground. The Teretz says, no, it's not a Rishus HaYachid here. Because the tree by itself is only Gimel by Gimel. Now this Svar, the basket next to it, is not really a flat Mokum. It's a new Svar, we say, according to Rameya, Chaykikin. We look as if we can hollow out the basket to make it flat. That's only the Rabbanan Dikis Svarim, Negeit Hilchus Erev. You have to have a flat Mokum, we'll flatten it out for you. But for the right to take Alochet, to give it a shame, Rishus HaYochid, you don't say that Svarim. So the mice on top of the tree is not a Rishus HaYochid, because the mice, it's not Roch of Dalad by Dalad. Therefore, you're allowed to take the Lechem off the tree and put it on the ground, Midiraisa. It'll only be the Rabbanan Dikis Svarim. So that's Rabbi Shita. When something is only Yosem, the Rabbanan, the Bein HaShemosh is at the beginning of Shabbos, when the Erev should be Chal, at that time, you are allowed to be over the Shulsim, Letzorech Mitzvah. So at that time, you're allowed to take the Lechem off the tree and put it down on the ground. So male, the Erev could be Chal. Now let's see Rashi inside. Rashi, the Sabo Lach Reb Meir. The Yom Agabe Kippur, we have the Shalom by an archway. If you have a door, an entrance to the door, and there's an archway on top, the Parakama, Chaykikin Lahashlim. The Jemei Yeshita was, even an archway is Mechuyivin in Mezuzah, even though it's not Yitzvachim High and Rochib Dalit Fachim, but since it's solid wood there, you can hollow out the wood and make it a Mokim, a good Pesach there. Or Miyu Zakrashi, Rishus Sayachud Gemurah Lehevi. Avadaris doesn't make it into Rishus Sayachud Gemurah. Kivan the Ein B'tachtisa Shal Ilan Rochav Dalit. Since on the bottom part of the tree, it's not Rochav Dalit. If the bark of the tree is, let's say, only 3x3. Is Af Agav the Broishoy, Rochav Abo, even though on top of the tree, this basket now is making it Rochav Dalit, or not like I said before, and even without Lahashlim. On top it comes to be Arbo, Trasha de Kukola Mashlima Liyasarum, that the Kukola makes it 10. The word really 10 shouldn't be, it really should be 4. That the Kukola is making it now wide, 4x4, so the Churut should be a Rishus HaYochid on top, still they have a Rishus HaYochid. Eliim ke maskulios rochova yarbo mitzvah gimum. You need from the bottom of the floor up, it should be rochiv dalad by dalad. Because any time on bottom, it's not gimel, dalad by dalad. If it's a small beam on the bottom going up and on top it's rochiv dalad by dalad, we always say since the gedim, the kids could walk on the bottom, you don't say gudachis. The mechitzas can't come down. And any time on the bottom you could walk through it, you don't say gudachis. So you have to have dalad by dalad on the floor also. Here, the tree itself, the bump, the bark of the tree coming up is less than dalad by dalad. So that mokum, since the gedim could walk through, is not called gurachis, it's not called rishus hayochid midiraisa. Yedhochi armina bazor, this is the Gemara Nazarik says, gabi botzina demeshim, we had the boats there. So they have a svina shashaleim chadin, that the bottom of the ship, the bottom of the boat, is very sharp. V'yem b'shaleim rochav dalad, and the bottom of the boat does not come to be wide dalad. The ship is made that as you go higher up in the ship, it gets wider and wider harbing. Now you have big mechitzas there, yud tfachim hai, it's still a metaltlam bam. We had the end of Gemara and Shabbos, inside the boat is not a Rishus HaYochid. El Arbamis is like a Carmelis. The lav Rishus HaYochid ninu. V'yafagav the gvoya masor of rochim arbo milamal, even though on top is 10 tfachim hai and wide dalat tfachim, hoilu v'shuleihem lehevi arbo. Since on the bottom of the ship, the bottom, it's not rochim, it's not wide dalat. It's only wide one amma, one tefach there. So melu we say gediyim boikim bo, since the gediyim can walk through there, you don't say gudachis. It's like mechitza slui, it's like the mechitza hanging in the air. So such a case is not called Rishus HaYochid. For ocha gabi ilo nami, the same thing. Taina Mishamachi Hu. This is the reason why also on top of the tree is not really Rishus Yochid. Come to say, the tree itself, the bark of the tree going up, is not Rochiv Dalin. It's only 2x2, 3x3. So only on top of the tree where you have the branch, you have a Coca-Cola basket right next to it. So the top here is Gavoya Dalin by Dalin. But down here, it's only Gimel by Gimel. So the Shalor is, since on top it's Gavoya Dalin by Dalin, let's say Gudachis, the sides of the baskets come down and give it a mechitza. That's called mechitza tluya, we don't say. Since on the bottom, the gedim, the behemoth, can walk through, we don't say a mechitza comes down. Only by mayim, by water we had, are we make of the say, if you have mechitzas over a balcony, standing over the river, there we make of the say the mechitzas could come down. But kozaman, you're over dry land, that on the bottom the gedim could walk through, we don't say gudachas, we don't see the mechitza coming down. So since on the bottom of the tree it's not dalad by dalad, the top of the tree is not called Rishus HaYochid. So I bezoi, why does Rebbe need the kol to be there altogether? Because Rebbe holds like a Yehudi Shita, that while being an Erev, Agabi Mokam Dalad Veleka, Beloi Kukola, without the basket there next to the tree on top, the top of the tree is only Rochav Gimel by Gimel. So the Erev Bechal can't be Chal. That's why I have to have a Kukola basket there. That the basket now makes it like it's dalad by dalad on top, so it's a choshev amokim there. So therefore, the Erev is chal. It's also with Rabbanan to take the Erev down. Eshen, because you be mishtamish bilon, but that's Rabbi Sheet that holds it. Ben Ashmoshes, you are allowed to do isurim with Rabbanan's letzorech mitzvah. Ravaita. So the my Rabbi Yehuda, where's this Rabbi Yehuda Sheeta? The Tanya. Rabbi Yehuda said like this. Noyet koira b'rishus rabin. Somebody stuck a beam in the middle of Rosh Hashanah Rabbim. He stuck it into the ground, the pole, and the pole is going straight up. And he put his there, he put the two lechems, the two breads, on top of this pole. If the pole, even though it's 10 tefachim high, but if it's wide, dalad by dalad on top, then it's good. If on top it's not rochiv dalad, the erev is not chal. That's the Yehuda Shita. Since you didn't put the Erev on a chosh of a mokum, it's not a mokum dalad adalad, the Erev is not chal. Even though mamish, on the other halakha, there wouldn't be any chsaron. Because since it's near your dalad amas from the floor, we had before, when you want to be kind of shvisa on the floor, all the dalad amas around you is considered your mokum, and the mamish go up to shemayim. So anything that's within dalad by dalad around you, that no matter how high up it is, it's called in the same mokum where you are. It's called in your mokum like you could get it to where you are. That wouldn't be the chesaron here. The chesaron is, though, that it's not on a makam choshev. According to Rabbi Yehuda, the Arab has to be on a choshev makam. The makam has to be dalad by dalad. Here, if the top of this pole is not dalad by dalad, the Arab is not chal. For the Gemara, Adarabba, the svar should be just the opposite way. Hu v'yeruva the makam echod. Fakert, where the pole is, let's say, high, but it's not rochev dalad by dalad, it's not called Rishus HaYochid. So what is it? It's a makam ptur. Sa'ad Rabbah, Malkam Ptur is part of the Rishus Rabbah on the bottom. There should be a Svar Pumfakev, that if the beam is, the smaller it is, the more it's like part of the ground, that should be part of the Rishus Rabbah. So what's the Svar in Rabbi Yehuda? Why is Rabbi Yehuda said he put the Erev on top of the pole, that's not Dal by Dal, the Erev is not Chal? Elohochikom, this is what he meant to say. Kivoya Sora, if the beam is 10 Tfachim high, you should know, Sora Sheb Roisha Arbo. You have to have 4 Tfachim on top. That's a Choshev Malkam. Ain't gavoya sora. Let's say the beam is not 10 tefachim high, then ain't sorach sheb reishi abur. Right, so the kash before is a little bit different. Now let's see Rashi. Rashi learns. The kash of Ad Rabba is fakert. The rest of Kesalka Dait Devdochi Koma. The Havmi like this. The Yim Lav. The Yena gavoya sora. Oy sheena rechova abur ain't a ruva yerv. His Havimin was, according to Abiyud, it has to be 2 tenoim. It has to be 10 tefachim high and rochev dalad adalad on top. But if it's less than dalad, then if it's less than 10 tefachim high, it's no good. So that's the Gemara's kash. What kind of svar is that? If it's less than 10 tefachim, pshit it should be good. Anything less than 10 tefachim is like botel to the Rishus Rabbim. Like usually the avra of the Rishus Rabbim goes up 10 tefachim. So if the Erev is in the first 10 tefachim off the ground, fakir, that's zichin your Rishus. So why do you say if it's less than 10 tefachim, it's no good? That's the Havimina. And for the Gemara and the Chanami, Rabbi Yehuda means to say like this. In a case where it's 10 tefachim off the ground, then it's not considered on the ground. It's considered up in the air. So then on that mokum, it has to be a chashma mokum. It has to at least be dalad al dalad up there. If it's not dalad al dalad on top of the beam, it's not chal. But if the beam tak is lamala, is not 10 tefachim off the ground, it's lower, then you don't have to have dalad al dalad. Because kol zman it's not 10 tefachim off the ground, it's considered part of the ground. And the Gemara says, Elohi kamar, gevoya sorry, if the beam is 10 tefachim off the ground, then sarach shi'e b'reishi abo. Then you have to have 4x4 tefachim on top, to give it a chashim emokim. What about ein gevoya sara? Let's say the whole beam is not 10 tefachim high, then taka ein sarach shi'e b'reishi abo. Then on top, you do not have to have abo, you do not have to have a chashim emokim on top, because pakert, it's considered part of the ground, like it's on the ground. Rashi says, Rashi Gvoya Soro the Midlayum Rishus Rabim, if it's 10 tefachim off the ground, so it's above the Rishus Rabim, then the din is Soro Sheb Roich Bayabo. Then it has to be wide Dalit. Shehei Shom Mokim Choshim. That you have to have up there a Choshim Mokim you have to have. Mashenkin Ainu Gvoya Soro, ain't Soro Sheb Roich Bayabo. The Afilu Pochus Midalit, even if the top of the beam is less than Dalit.